From WAMU 88.5 at American University in Washington, welcome to the Coach Onandi Show. Later in the broadcast, reimagining coffee as a local product. But first, if all politics is local, it may make sense to start on the notoriously intractable problem of ethics and corruption on the local level, which is just what Alison Silberberg has in mind. She joins us by phone. Alison Silberberg is the mayor of Alexandria, Virginia. Mayor Silberberg, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Kojo. Thank you for having me.
Please
call me Alison, if you want.
Alison, you're relatively new to the office of mayor, and the Ethics Committee was one of the first things on your to-do list. For those who didn't closely follow your campaign, why was this a priority for you?
Well, I believe that Alexandria should be a national leader with regard to ethics and transparency. I put this proposal forward because not because there's a problematic situation, but because I just think it's a golden opportunity to take the lead in this arena. I believe we should repair the roof when the sun is shining. And there were three parts to the proposal, Kojo, just to summarize it for your listeners. First, an ethics pledge. Second, a code of conduct. And third, a study group to consider an ethics advisory commission. The purpose of the commission would be to educate and advise not only elected officials, but those who are appointed to boards and commissions. And I solicited help from a brain trust of legal experts last fall after the election. And I spoke with my council colleagues and asked for their thoughts and advice and incorporated many of their ideas and suggestions, and also sought advice and help from the city attorney and the city manager and those legal experts, and incorporated ideas and revised and shared it with the public. I put it forward in a column in the local papers in Alexandria and heard from citizens and further revised. Then on Saturday, we had a public hearing, and I had invited five experts to come and speak during, it's called open mic by me and others, but it's just a moment when you can speak for up to 3 minutes before the council, right before the docket goes forward, and you can talk about anything under the sun. And so these five experts came forward to speak for up to 3 minutes. I thought the whole thing with a few questions from council would take 20 or 30 minutes.
Didn't.
But it took a little longer than that. But it was a really great discussion. I was really thrilled that my council colleagues.
But I have a procedural question here.
Well, wait, if I could just finish that. So
sure.
I was glad that the council colleagues really engaged the experts with a lot of questions. Go ahead, sir.
I have a procedural question here, and that is, you mentioned the commission and you mentioned the pledge. Are they separate? Do elected officials now have to take a pledge? Has that been voted on?
Well, what I had intended to do is to docket it for February, and I spoke with the city manager on Friday afternoon about that. Two of my colleagues on Saturday morning, Vice Mayor Wilson and Councilman Chapman put forward, had some changes to my resolution and put forward their version of the resolution for a vote right then on Saturday morning. It was, again, my intent to pursue this in February. Anyway, there was some discussion among council colleagues about it. And I think it is I'm really glad that that we came together and found common ground. And I think that it's a really great step forward for the city. Do I wish that there was much more public input? Yes. I felt that this was really the beginning of public discussion. It
so I guess the point I'm,
and we voted on it.
Since they voted on it, even though it was ahead of the schedule that you wanted, since they voted on it, does that mean that now elected officials in the city of Alexandria now have to take an ethics pledge?
Well, there, part of that resolution is that there will be a study group to, I hope I'm wording this correctly, there is a study group in the resolution to look at the wording of that ethics pledge and the code of conduct, and then that'll come forward to council for discussion and a vote later in the spring, and then we will absolutely take that pledge and sign the code of conduct. I think that that's a really great step forward. It was a big part of my resolution. The other part, in terms of the study group looking at best practices across the country and looking at a possible ethics advisory commission to educate and advise us, we can continue to discuss other possibilities down the road. But I do think this is a great step forward for our city, and I'm glad that we did this when there is not a problematic situation that other communities, as you just articulated, are facing. You know, in Alexandria, we're very lucky.
I'd like to raise two issues about that. One is, you say there's not a problematic situation, but how much of this has to do with the controversy surrounding the development of the waterfront?
It does not. This is not about the waterfront. This is about being a national leader with regard to ethics and transparency.
Okay, and the other aspect
is about... This is actually about being forward-looking, and only forward-looking. And I want the, there are people who are experts in this arena, and those are the, some of those experts are the ones that I sought advice from, and it was fascinating to hear some of them speak on Saturday. One of whom has advised the governor, worked with the governor. One of whom has a PhD in the field and has advised communities in Israel, Dr. Gil Hirsch, one of whom is a partner at Covington Burling, another at another prominent firm. It was quite a conversation on Saturday morning, I would say.
With regard to the Ethics Advisory Commission, last year Virginia State Legislature passed a bill that created the Virginia Conflict of Interest and Ethics Advisory Council. That council is able to be used by both states and local governments. What can the Alexandria Ethics Advisory Commission do that the council cannot? Some people would say it's redundant, the commission.
Well, I don't think it is redundant, with all due respect. I think that if we ever pursue that, and of course it was not part of what we voted on Saturday. That was one of the changes. And I still support the idea of looking at the possibility of the study group, but I proposed, Kojo, was that we have a study group to look at the possibilities. You know, I'm always talking about what is possible and how can we be a national leader in ethics and transparency. And so an ethics advisory commission, these things exist across the country. And I think that locally we can have this a group to help educate and advise us on various matters. I think at times there are confusing lines, and to me, it would have been a step forward, a definite step forward. And I think that we made a really good step forward on Saturday. Again, I didn't anticipate that. You know, that was not my intent to have the vote then.
You say this.
I discussed it with the city manager. Go ahead.
Final question. You say this was not generated, was not prompted by anything that happened locally. I brought up the controversy mm-hmm. over the development of the waterfront, but why then did you decide that as your first act in office that you wanted Alexandria to be a national leader, as one of your first acts, that you wanted Alexandria to be a national leader in ethics and transparency?
Well, actually, I think that this is part of a national conversation. There are other communities that run into problems, and they don't have these guidelines in place. We should do this. We should repair the roof when the sun is shining. And this is a great way to have something in place. We're very blessed in Alexandria. Communities across the country have had some issues, which you've articulated, and I guess you're going to talk about during your show.
Yep.
And I think that bears, and I think it's great that you're doing that. But we're very lucky, this is a field unto itself. People have PhDs in this field; they're legal experts, and why not have this conversation while there is not a problem? And furthermore, frankly, while we're doing well, how can we do even better? And I ask myself that about any number of things. So while we're doing well, let's see where we can do even better.
Well, we will be continuing the conversation with legal experts and people who have been studying the issue of ethics and transparency. But you gave us the starting point for the conversation, so thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Great honor. Thank you very much.
Alison Silberberg is the mayor of Alexandria, Virginia. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we will expand this conversation and invite your calls. 800-433-8850. What do you think it will take to root out corruption in government? Do you think it's even possible? 800-433-8850. I'll introduce you to our guests when we come back. I'm Kojo Nandi.
WAMU 88.5 is your listener-supported NPR news station in the greater Washington, D.C. region. You can support the Kojo Namdi Show and all the regional coverage you value by becoming a member today. Click the donate button at WAMU.org, and thanks.